You're listening to Half-Assed Podcast. This is Pete, and I'm here with Jude and Brix. We find our information on the internet, so don't write your midterm papers based off of it. You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Half-Assed Podcast, and you can also email us at half.ass3@gmail.com.
Okay, so we're in. We're on. It's recording.
What a Woo-hoo! Finicky little thing. So I was really excited to like say where I got my information from today.
Oh, yeah? She's been excited to say that.
Yeah. Oh, this is a Half-Assed Podcast. I'm Jude.
And this is Pete.
And I'm Brixen. And we're going to cover if angels could be aliens today.
Uh-huh.
Or,
oh, they are.
Or something like that, yeah.
Or something like that.
Where'd you get your notes? Where'd you do your research at?
I want a drum roll. Ancient Aliens, Season 2, Episode 7.
Oh my gosh, that's the good one, huh?
Yeah, right? I watched it so many times and I wrote down notes.
I did watch that as well. My husband was like, I can't believe you're watching that. I was like, would you just shut up and leave the room?
I don't know, it's kind of believable.
Like that.
If there was an alien falling in love with another alien, you would have loved it.
That's true. As if it was like Hallmark, yeah. But it was alien related, he would have been so into it.
Yeah, but she's got a job in New York City she's got to get back to as soon as her vacation's over.
Yep.
All right. So I think it's pretty believable. What do you think?
The aliens could be angels or angels could be aliens.
I feel like, yeah, it's two words for the same thing.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of connections as like, okay, in the Bible. Okay, wait, I'll start at
okay,
the
not, so much information. Not the same there. Thing. I think angels are aliens, but aliens aren't necessarily angels.
Yeah, it's like an SAT question. I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay, continue, sorry.
So...
I'm so excited.
I said that 70%, it says 70% of Americans believe in angels.
Okay.
Which I thought was pretty high and pretty awesome.
That's high, but I don't think that many Americans
are high.
Are Christian?
Are not Christian, but I would think that there are more atheists than 30%.
Yeah.
So how is that? How does that math
work? Not every religion believes in angels.
Atheists, though.
Atheists wouldn't. But, right. Like, do Buddhists believe in that? Not that there's a high...
I probably believe that they do.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You think 30% of people are atheists? I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Half-assed. But you still have religious people that don't believe in alien or angels, so...
What?
So, yeah, I don't know.
How? How could they not?
Well, that's true. Maybe not.
I mean, like, you're...
I did drink quite a bit.
You're going to kind of like...
I kind of wish I could pick and choose what I believed, but...
You're kind of just...
I mean, I guess I do.
Not really.
If your pastor doesn't really bring up aliens ever, like maybe you don't really think about them?
I go to church way more often if you brought up aliens.
Or did I say aliens? I meant angels. Dang it.
Hey, Brett, your eyes are super blue today. Yeah. Is there a reason? Because you're wearing yellow?
I don't know. I noticed that in the selfie I took earlier today, too.
Normally, I don't notice anyone's eyes, but yours, all of a sudden, even though we recorded an episode earlier, I never noticed them.
Well, I did do an intuition and meditation retreat last night, so maybe I'm just really aligned.
Maybe.
But no, honestly, I think it's because I'm tired and I'm sore. Like, usually if I'm really, really sad or if I'm, like, in a lot of pain, my eyes just, like, beam
blue.
Yeah. Wow. But I'm not sad. I'm just tired and sore. My body is very tired, but in a good way.
Because I'm old in a good way.
I started physical therapy. I started doing yoga every day. I started like really trying to get my body back on track because my posture was so bad.
I need to do that.
Yeah. It's a commitment.
Oh,
it's a commitment. But
you need to like make a class and we'll pay for the podcast.
Maybe it can be
because I drank
level.
Too much.
I think you drink the perfect amount. I love you right now.
Oh, I love
you're
too.
Perfect.
So
I was thinking we need to get you right here every time.
All right.
This is where
this
I want you.
This is the level.
Did you say you had a lot of notes?
I do. I have so much information. It's
me too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That stinks because this is the day we have the bad SD card.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta like but pause in between.
We might do like just half of it and then do the other half later.
Yeah,
that's fine. We could do that. We just have to keep an eye on it.
This will be a maximum of 1 hour today. Mm. Make it a two-parter.
55 minutes maximum because we were at 4 right now.
We could piece them together if we need to.
So I have that in the Hebrew Bible. Mm-hmm. It marks angels in the book of Genesis. It's the first.
That's pretty quick, pretty early on.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So there's stuff later on to lead into that. So they first appear as messengers of God because they're not the higher gods don't want to be seen by people, so they send angels as a messenger. And the word for angel in Hebrew is malach, and it's the correct translation of malach is messenger. And the Greek word angelos, I think it's angelos, yeah, angelos, is not angel, but it's actually intermediary or like middleman.
Oh. Yeah. And that's where angel comes from, it sounds like.
Yep. Yeah, I went all in the paint.
Okay, so I think, I could be wrong, but I think the first five books of the Christian Bible is called the Torah and the Jewish religion. I could be wrong. I think it could be maybe called the Tanakh or something. I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to get that wrong. Sorry. But they say that the name is Elohim, which means sons of God.
Oh, that makes sense too.
The sons of God, the holy ones.
And I have in the book of Enoch, mm-hmm. It's like the lost biblical text. I actually didn't know that was a thing. But that might be.
I actually have a book called The Lost Books of the Bible.
Is that those scrolls that were found in the 50s or something different?
They're in the book that I have.
I think it's the 30s, but it's like the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It's still like
the
fairly recent, scrolls, yeah. Relatively.
Yeah, I feel like that should be like an interesting thing to cover.
Yeah, let's do that. Dead Sea Scrolls.
Write that down. Absolutely. And instead of writing down, write that down.
Yeah. write it down. Yeah, the last time he was supposed to write down somebody.
Leonardo da Vinci. I wrote write that down instead.
But he, in his defense, he was talking at the time. So.
I do the same thing. I'll write down exactly what's coming out of my mouth or what I'm listening to.
That is funny.
Also, I'm dumb.
No, you're not.
A little bit. Sometimes.
Absolutely not.
So per Ancient Aliens, they said that the first angels to arrive were the fallen angels per this book of Enoch.
Mm-hmm.
And then fallen angels were trying to take over power-wise, and then they were sent down to Earth. So it sounds like a mutiny situation.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just kill them?
And that
there's so much more trouble comes out.
Well, God could have, but he also knows everything. He's so merciful. He knows that there's more to that.
He's like, we're going to get some real interesting stuff out of Earth if we send these guys there.
Oh, yeah. They do.
Yeah, they do.
Because both in the... Is that where... Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh, that's a good lead-in. Both in the Hebrew Bible.
You guys are both awesome right now. You're like, oh, this is real good.
We're excited, yeah.
Wait till you hear this, Pete. Sorry I cut you off.
But so both in the Hebrew Bible and the book of Enoch, fallen angels go directly against the wills of the gods. They said plural gods.
Mm-hmm.
And start to breed with humans. So
yeah, I think gods really? And with the lower G.
This is in the Bible?
Oh, really?
It says that?
In the Hebrew Bible, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the book of Enoch. So that's probably worth looking into.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think there's a book of Enoch in my book. So
there's a book upstairs in my closet with the book of Enoch.
That's super interesting. I like it.
Yeah, right? I'm glad that you wrote that down.
Yeah, we're definitely doing it.
Genesis 6. It says in Genesis 6, the son of God's meeting with women. So that's like, I guess that's in the Hebrew Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's also the Christian Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
Enoch's in there?
No. Enoch might be in the Jewish Bible, but everything that the Christian Bible has, so does the Jewish Bible up until Christ's birth.
Mm. Yeah. So in the Jewish Bible, or I guess both Bibles, mm-hmm. in Genesis 6, it says sons of gods with an S, they start meeting with women.
I think it's mating.
Oh, probably mating. I'm going to write down the wrong word. Because they were mating.
They were mating with this, yeah.
And then they were producing offspring called Nephilim.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so here's a little thing where I probably sound crazy, but I feel like I might be Nephilim.
Nephilim were giants, though. Well, not necessarily physically.
Yeah. 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 So okay. So they were known to have, like, So the ancient astronaut theorists suggest that giant doesn't describe the physical body, but instead describes like superhuman ability,
mm-hmm.
like healing or strength, or well, I don't know. That's all I wrote down.
Other things, you fill in the blank.
So which one do you have, the strength or the healing?
Healing, man. Oh. I was born paralyzed. It broke out my front two teeth.
I see what you're saying.
Like, she healed herself. Maybe. She's tough.
Cut my leg off. I'm still fine. I'm still going.
Like, it's like a lizard.
Yeah. I'm like almost 40 and I look like I'm 20.
That's true. You do look like you're, I would say 16. You got called out at 16.
What?
Last year, remember when, or 2 years ago when you were doing that thing and that girl thought you were a teenager?
Yeah, at that thing I was at last night, everybody thought I was like 18, 19, and I was like, oh no.
Are you allowed to drive this late?
I have in the Book of Enoch that the angels were called guardians of the sky or watchmen, too.
Mm-hmm. Watchers, yep.
So research, so then it kind of begs the question that if like aliens did exist or if like angels did exist, like as aliens, wouldn't they have visited other areas, right?
Mm-hmm. Like Mexico?
Like Mexico or yep. Egypt or the Babylonians or the Sumerians. So researchers, like, I don't know if just the ancient alien researchers, but they found thousands of other depictions of winged guardians and strange beasts or things that were half man, half beast that appear on ancient artifacts and decoration, like throwing back to the idea of wings. And then, so this proves that Christianity, well, to me it proves that Christianity didn't invent angels, that it had existed over the world in other civilizations as well.
Or Christianity didn't invent anything. And it just existed.
Oh. Hey, that's a good point, man. Yeah, it's not like they were inventing something. They were just documenting history as they seen it.
Yeah.
Was Elon Musk in one of his flying cars?
But he could have been. He could have been. They do have a chariot of fire.
He's a flamethrower.
Oh my gosh, it could just be like a space car. He gets like pulls in and has flamethrowers blowing. Mm-hmm. What an entry. What an entry. So the Sumerians, the Babylonians, and the Egyptians all had winged discs as well, which might be a throw to like a UFO.
Yeah.
So they were going over that the idea of wings, like where the wings are placed on the angel actually wouldn't work. Like so with like lift and drag. Mm-hmm. It would actually force them down to earth because it would kind of like accordion up. So they were saying that it's probably like they think that it's just to show that they could fly.
They could fly, or they weren't walking. They were floating, gliding,
beamed up like Scotty.
Beamed up, exactly.
I wrote down again supernatural beings that had wings.
So you're saying
they don't necessarily
that they wouldn't actually have wings in reality, but they could fly, and that's the only way that they could portray that.
Right. Yeah. They didn't know of any other way of portraying that back then.
So there was like suggestion that civilization came from Mars, and that
change Elon Musk. Of events.
Yeah. Right. So the last episode, I was trying not to say it because I was like, we're about to cover this other thing. Mm. So supposedly they're thinking that civilization originally came from Mars and came and seeded Earth. Hmm. So what would happen with their physique is that Mars has less gravity, so they would be taller and thinner. And
I'm all for that.
More sleek. And that their eyes would be bigger, too, because...
Less gravity.
Less light, because they're further away from the Earth. So... Hmm. They think that their appearance is a little bit different, and that but they don't think that they had wings. Oh, and I have that for the Sumerians, the Babylonians, and the Egyptians, like that's the supernatural beings with wings. Everything in there, or even like the Christianity Bible or the Hebrew Bible or Enoch, they're all soldiers or servants of the quote unquote higher gods or God.
They're sent here for a purpose, to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, like, free will. They're not on their own.
So I love this note. It says that the Bible might be the most well-documented account of extraterrestrial contact.
Yes.
I really enjoyed the episode.
That's good.
It just says that we haven't learned how to identify and interrupted my thought process there. And that there's like a hierarchy of angels too. Like, so there's like the seraphim, mm-hmm. the cherubim, the archangels, and then angels.
Angels are high or low?
No idea.
Okay.
They're different. There's different rankings of them. I searched for like the earliest mention of angels. And they're only in the Abrahamic religions, such as the Christian, Islam, and Jewish religions. That was the earliest ones.
I didn't realize that those were called the Abrahamic.
Yeah.
Because they were all descendants of Abraham, yeah. Which is why.
Right. They all believe in Abraham as the father of humanity, I guess, today as we know it.
Oh, that makes sense. And that would make sense why they covered, like, Mount Sodom, too. So Mount Sodom's...
Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what that is in, like, the Bible or, like, in history accounted. So they said that Mount Sodom was a real place, mm-hmm. and that an angel came down to... traveled down to the spot to let Abraham's son know that God was about to release, like, the wrath of God on the earth.
Is that Lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Lot.
What a name. What a lad.
Lot. A little lad.
And the angel was like, if you don't come with me now, I can't help you anymore. So mm-hmm. then they all followed the angel. But Lot's wife looked behind him and saw, like, the destruction and mayhem that was being relinquished across Sodom.
And poof.
And, yeah, poof. She turned into a pillar of salt. And it's still there. Like, it's on Mount Sodom.
Did you see it?
I saw the picture of it.
Yeah, I did see it, too. On that same documentary that we watched.
Do you think it's real?
I believe that the pillar of salt's there.
I agree that.
Salt, I believe that.
Wouldn't it, whenever it rains, deteriorate?
Well, I mean, not if it was covered by a rock.
Yeah, but now it's not. Coating.
I don't know. She's not really a salt. That's not salt, I don't believe.
Yeah, it looked like kind of like gypsum almost, but like hard. Like, yeah. It was an arid desert looking area.
But did it look like a woman?
But do I?
Not
no.
really. It no. just looked like a pile of stuff.
It's actually, a little bit of a stretch.
Just like anything else in the Bible, I believe, are good stories that are supposed to set you on the right path. But you could take it or leave it. As being factual, I don't know. A lot of people know that story of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they think it's about, you know, God's looking down upon people that are, you know, are gay. But I do not take that absolutely to believe that at all.
It wasn't really? Only gay. There was other stuff.
No, I believe that there were angels there, and the people of the town at the time said, send out your men. We want to have sex with them. But I believe it was because, and Lot said, I have two daughters that have never slept with men before who are virgins, so that I could send them out to you. And they said, no, we want the men. And they believe that.
That's worse, I feel.
But I feel like that's, at that time period, if you do research on religion and things, it was more that they were there to protect the travelers who were. They were angels. Obviously, he led them out, but...
the daughters?
He would... It wasn't the fact that he was going to give his daughters up, and it wasn't even the fact that the people wanted to sleep with the men. It was the fact that they wanted to rape them. It was all about the anger and the... Like, they knew that people tried to help those that were traveling and protect them, and it was about the whole society getting out of control. It wasn't even about gay sex at all. It was the fact that they wanted to violate those men. It could have just easily been that the angels were women, but it was the fact that they wanted to violate them.
Who were the angels in this situation?
I don't know that they were even mentioned by name. Oh.
Yeah.
No. I mean, was it the guys saying, bring out your men?
No. The angels came to the town.
To protect it.
And...
I'm asking.
There's a whole lot of background information. It wasn't that simple. Uh-huh. But the angels were there, and the guys were knocking the door down, trying to get in. And then the angels, after that, the angels said, because of this, God's going to destroy the town. Follow us. And don't look back. And that's why Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt, supposedly, because she turned around.
So my understanding of the story, this is more what the podcast is about.
This is a religious podcast. Listen, but God.
He was supposed to find, I think it was like 50 righteous men.
You're right.
And he couldn't. So he's like, how about 20? Or I don't know the numbers.
Right. He was going to just, God was going to destroy the town and.
He didn't, he was
and
trying
Lot
to,
was like,
trying to protect it.
If I find 100 righteous was men, 100? Would you still destroy it? And he said, no, for 100 righteous men, I will not destroy it. And then he kept going down and he was like, for,
because it wasn't even Lot. Men.
Was it Lot? I don't think it was Lot because he didn't know because he wouldn't have given up his daughters.
I don't know.
Maybe it was one of the
it's
angels.
It's been a long time since I read
it. It's been a long time since I read it as well. But somebody said that, okay, and he said, for one righteous man, I will not destroy the town. So he found Lot.
No, they destroyed the town.
Well, that's true.
He didn't find the people.
But Lot didn't stay. That's true. Oh, we're going to have to actually read the Bible again.
Yeah, he didn't find him, so the town
he
got
didn't
destroyed.
Find him. So maybe it was 10, and yeah.
It didn't go over the background. I just knew that this lady turned into salt.
Yeah.
So now you got
allegedly
a little background on that, because a little bit. Read it for yourselves. We don't know.
And that's where we get the term. She was a salty bitch.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Now we gotta put the explicit on this one.
And I am a salty bitch, but I won't turn around.
Don't turn around.
Maybe if somebody tells you not to, you would be like, "There's probably something maybe. Worth looking at."
I know that. That's the thing.
So it's funny that you mentioned 20. So like I have that there were a fallen angel race of 20 angels, and they were called the Watchers. They
what
were.
Did I say 20 about?
Like
20 righteous
20
men.
Righteous
yeah.
Men.
Okay.
So this is angels now, and this is separate from that event. They were just they had it documented that there's a fallen angel race called the Watchers, and they were deliberately sent to Earth to watch over men, like as protectors.
But then they wouldn't be fallen angels, right? Because Satan was a fallen angel.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so if you rebel against heaven, why would you be there to watch?
Well, there is like a lot of, I don't know. There's a lot of controversy about like, so first, angels were only supposed to be like messengers, right? They were only supposed to be the direct connection in between the two. And then they started meeting with people. And then they started intervening and they kind of helped evolve our evolution. Or like they kind of aided us because they helped us so much. Like here with like Lot, he saved Lot and his two daughters so that they like not everybody in the town was killed. So I wonder like what Lot's lineage is now. Maybe it's Elon Musk.
maybe. But I will have to preface this by saying that Lot's daughters do try to seduce him.
Really?
Just saying.
Their dad?
Yeah, because he was the only guy around.
Oh my gosh.
How are they
gonna
procreate?
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Don't read the Bible. It's full of stuff.
But these 20 angels, they actually start teaching people things instead of just protecting them. Like, they're supposed to be aware, like, meteorology? Ooh,
there's my husband upstairs. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I liked it. It sounds
He's
like a wolf.
Woo!
Sounds like they're at space camp.
yeah. Meteorology, astronomy, and how to make swords better. Mm-hmm. Like, they were preparing them to, like, preparing us to be able to protect ourselves and learn, like, survive better.
Against what? Like, just other people with sticks and stones, though.
Right.
They're just making us better at killing one another.
But right. They were supposed to be the fathers of, like, ingenuity. Like, when things started to change and who knows?
Maybe there was 8-legged spiders that were really big then. They're still 8-legged.
I was going to say they're probably right now, too.
I don't know why I said that. It was still correct. Just redundant.
I like that idea, though, that, like, it said that it showed that angels favored different people. So, like, in that situation, like, he favored probably Lot more so than anything because it was the son of Abraham. I'm sorry to hear about his daughters being
kind of weird,
gross.
Skanky.
Yeah,
maybe they just were drinking too much, and
or maybe they're like,
got it. I don't know.
This is like Noah's Ark situation.
Sorry. You're the only guy ever.
We need to procreate.
I think
well, at least those guys
did.
All had wives.
Yeah, but I think that's what they did. But
is there more than one person on Noah's Ark?
Yeah,
I think Noah had three sons and. They have wives.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know that they were on the boat.
They believe that's why there are so many different races.
Oh.
Because the sons were let off the ark on different parts of the world.
Oh, that's kind of, that's really, I did not know that.
Yeah.
I was not taught that growing up.
Nobody ever told me this, but the Tower of Babel, they were trying to build that tower to heaven. And they made it so people couldn't communicate with one another.
Mm-hmm.
I just always assumed that's where, like, races came from. Like, obviously, they'd be speaking different languages now.
Yeah.
But I figured somebody goes over this way, and that's India, and then Asia and Africa. And
yeah, but wouldn't you think that...
most of Europe.
We would all be speaking the same language?
Not if, like, he made us all speak different languages so they couldn't communicate.
Right. And make, I mean, that had to be it. But
and then that way they couldn't make a tower to heaven.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like,
everybody's just babbling.
Yeah.
I wonder which came first, the word Babel or the Tower of Babel?
I think the Tower of Babel came first.
That's such a weird, that one's such a weird story because, like, you're going to build a tower so far up that you're just going to die.
But,
like,
you know what, though? There are pyramids found on every continent of the world.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know who they are that built them or why they built them specifically. So were there Towers of Babel?
But I mean, if you're gonna make a Tower of Babel, like, you're gonna make a tower to the outside of the atmosphere and you're just gonna die. So, like,
well, they didn't know that.
No, I know they don't know that. We've made it outside of the
atmosphere. But why would God be like, yeah, just let them do it.
Yeah, like, I would just let them do it. Like,
see how this works for them. They're gonna get so high.
Kids are gonna be like, you know what? They're messed up. They're gonna fall and hurt themselves. Let's just, like, end this,
and then make sure that they can't talk to each other, so they don't do this kind of stuff anymore. Yeah. Like, you're not allowed to hang out with them anymore.
I remember being like 5 years old. Well, I was in.
You were digging to China, weren't you?
Huh?
Were you digging to China?
No, it was the opposite. So I was in Chicago.
Dirt up.
And your mom was there. Sherry was, her mom's 8 years older than I am. And we climbed out on the porch roof. And she was like, just reach up. You can touch the cloud. And I was like, reaching up. I still remember this. It had to be, we moved from Chicago when I was six. So it had to be when I was less than six. And I was like on my tippy toes on the roof trying to touch the clouds. I'm like, it's just right there. Why can't I touch it?
Oh, my gosh. And you're on a roof on your tippy toes. My
mom and your mom was like 13, probably.
My mom totally could have killed you.
She probably could have. She's probably trying. I'm just kidding.
Run and jump.
I was probably not near the edge, but that I imagine that this would have been like that. Like, they think that they were just inches away from heaven, like, kept building up, thinking they could touch it.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I could
and see, if, like, it's in the clouds, and if you're in the mountain areas, like the mountainous areas where the clouds are right there.
Well, I could see, like, the, well, we went to space, right? Like, I can see the
allegedly.
That's true.
I can see the wonder behind it, or like the curiosity and, like, the drive. I just couldn't see, like, the reason why it would, like, the language thing would come about. But if it's to protect before, like, but if it's to protect,
Them from their own stupidity.
I've had the same thought. Like, why not just let them do it?
Yeah.
Let them waste their time.
Yeah. They're going to get so far up, they're not going to be able to breathe.
But if you have a child, then you kind of want to protect them from their own stupidity at sometimes.
Yeah, he could have intervened a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff. You're right. That's true. There's probably a lot of things that didn't happen that could have, but still.
Do you think, like, from all these accounts, it sounds like angels would have been, like, a physical, like, blood and flesh and blood, like, person.
Well, yeah, if they're, you said they were mating with humans. Yeah,
right?
Well, supposedly.
I think, so there was, like, another survey, or, like, so I guess the Baylor University, and what in the world did I write down here? Baylor University Institute Study of Religion.
Okay.
Something close to that, I bet. said that 55% of adult Americans believe that a guardian angel protects them. And I guess there's, like, a lot of controversy now that most people in present day believe that angels are, like, something ethereal. Like, you can't physically touch them. They're just kind of, like, there.
Like a hologram?
Yeah, like a hologram. Or like...
That's sort of how I feel.
Or like a spirit.
Mm-hmm. However, sometimes I'll be in a real hurry and somebody pulls in front of me.
Oh,
and
they're I always think that too.
They're going like 40... They're going speed limit. And I'm like, you son of a gun, I want to be mad at you, but you're going like, speed limit.
Yeah.
I'm like, maybe they're there because they'll stop me from getting to an intersection before a bus drives right through it.
Or like, when I was younger, I didn't think that, but now that I'm older, I think that. I'm like, all right, you're set there to like either teach me patience or to protect me from my own stupidity.
There might be a police officer up there.
Yeah, maybe.
That actually just happened to me last night.
Yep. You're like, thank you, pickup truck.
Yeah, well, I was going the speed limit, but people were speeding past me because it was rainy and dark. And so... And I was just like, man, like, I don't, these people are crazy. But then it got, like, I watched, because Route 8, you can see for, like, a good length of distance. And it got to a choke point where, like, nobody could pass each other. And there was a cop waiting right there. And I was like,
talking Route 8, West Virginia?
No, Route 8 on,
the other side of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I don't know that one as well. I know the West Virginia one better.
Because it's Wexford, Cranberry.
Okay.
Ooh.
Are you okay?
I'm hungry. I'm getting really hungry.
You want a Red Heart? I got
fed you.
There's a lot in there. They give you so many.
I can't eat those.
25 cents, you get like 100 Red Hots.
I love those. I love anything cinnamon.
Oh, you just said you can't. Braces.
Yeah, the braces.
Rats.
Eh, one day. One day.
You can't chew on it, but you could suck on it.
Yeah, well, that's what I do.
So you decide to chew on it.
I'll choke. Like, lettuce is a choking hazard for me right now. I couldn't imagine.
What are you eating? Lettuce. Just lettuce.
Rip. Super rip. Oh, I wrote down that Islam actually believes that everybody has two guardian angels. That one sits on each one of your shoulders. And that they're...
I've seen this episode of Simpsons.
What? Oh. Oh, I don't know. I was watching Ancient Aliens, bro. I have not seen that Simpsons.
Did you say Nazi?
I have not seen.
Oh, okay, good.
As close to Nazi.
I know you didn't. I don't know why I said
that. I not see that Simpson episode.
Hmm.
Oh, that's really not good. Super I did racist. Not see. But they're known as writing angels, so they'll write down all your good or bad deeds. So whenever you die, it gets turned in.
I hope that's not true. Yeah, I hope that's not true. Oh my gosh.
Well, when I did research the different rankings of the angels. Four rabbinic archangels are described as Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael. And Christianity adds three. Judeo, Gabriel, Zephaniah. I'm saying these so wrong. Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Brachiel.
What was the first Donatello group called? Not their names, but...
Jugadiel.
Those are the Judaism ones?
J-E-G as in George, U-D-I-E-L.
So there is Michelangelo, Donatello, Raphael.
Those are the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, man, who's the fourth one? Leonardo.
Leonardo.
For Da Vinci.
That's who they were named after?
Mm.
Okay. I figured you knew. We should do an episode on Ninja Turtles.
And then what was really cool was Islam says that there are four archangels and their names are Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, and Azrael, which
Azrael.
Is the angel of death.
Oh, I thought that sounded familiar.
Supernatural cool. Fan.
I
you should have known
I dig
that.
These names. They're so cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a friend of mine who is Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And like
he
it's
believes
so,
in Islam.
Correct. Right? Yeah. Correct. And he said that, like, a lot of what he believes is the same as Christianity, mm-hmm. but, like, they're like the Christmas story. Jesus was, like, an infant but could speak.
I did read that, yeah.
I'm like, that's so neat. My dad's like, I was talking to my dad about it, and he's like, that sounds like folklore. And I was like, yeah, but a talking snake doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. like, or being eaten by
you can't,
a whale.
You can't pick on
whatever.
These other religions for being out there because... Yeah. Christianity's out there too.
Like,
I can see it.
That salt lady.
Yeah.
Pillar lady.
Yeah. People don't just regularly turn into salt. But you got to take it on faith. It's
book
not
that
hard
have...
to believe that a baby could talk. That's if you could believe in a snake can talk. Okay, continue.
Sorry.
No, you're perfect.
Thank you. But that book that I have upstairs, The Lost Books of the Bible, they do say that. Like, there are Bibles, there are books in that say that Jesus did speak.
When the wise men visited.
I don't know if that's when it was, but there's a lot of that I was reading, and I'm like, wonder why they didn't let these in the Bible. Like, but they, there was a group of people that pick and chose what right. writings that they yeah. would actually allow in the Bible.
Yeah, the we talked about this, the Council so. Of Nicaea.
Yeah.
They,
Constantine.
The Romans, like, decided, oh, that was in the Christmas episode.
Yeah, I think the Romans, got the name wrong.
Decided what could be put into it, so it would be a official Roman religion, legally, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm kind of, I don't know. I don't know if I'm mad about it or not. Like, I want to know what was in there before.
Well, everything was picked.
The government got their hands on it.
Yeah. And I think that there are certain books that were chosen for a reason.
Hmm. Yeah, and then those Dead Sea Scrolls showed up.
I know.
Like, we were just talking about.
We should really do that. Yeah. Like, I don't know anything about them.
I don't know much about it.
I know a little bit more than I should.
And you're still alive, so I am. That gives me hope.
I haven't spoken about it, so it all could right. be ending my life.
I feel like we got off topic, but not we all did. The way. We're still kind of there. But aliens.
Aliens.
Do you know who the first guardian angel was documented?
Mm.
Okay, so this
was
is...
Was it in the Book of Daniel?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh.
I just wrote down who the angel was.
Was it... Was Nebuchadnezzar involved?
Nebuchadnezzar?
I have no idea what that is.
He was a king.
Also a cool name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also a VeggieTale.
Yeah. Was that not the real name?
No, it is.
Oh, okay.
I just think of the VeggieTale.
Rakshak and Benny.
Yeah. That was
instead of
amazing.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
Also cool names.
Your next children's names.
If I have triplets, I'm pushing for that.
I'll back it.
Dude, so cool. Mm-hmm. Except for, like, their license. We'll have to have, like, three lines just for their first name.
That's true.
So you guys don't know?
Hold on a second. I'm getting there.
Okay. She's Googling it.
So,
Toby Keith.
What was the name of the angel?
Yeah.
Guardian angel. Go with...
Gabriel.
Michael.
I have Raphael.
Damn it.
From that...
So close.
From Ancient Aliens.
You could be right.
Yeah.
So he's the first one to show up in the Bible?
That he was documented. Like, his name was... Yeah, yeah. That he was, like, his sole purpose was to guard... Oh, I didn't write down his name. Oh, that was stupid. but, yeah, he's the first documented guardian angel in the Bible. Hmm. Where he wasn't a messenger. He was a guardian. He was to protect this person. Was it St. Peter? No.
Wait, what was his name?
Raphael?
Hmm.
I feel like it'd be way before St. Peter.
Yeah. I wrote down next, like, St. Peter was broken out of jail by an angel, and I thought that was cool.
Pretty cool.
That was, he was probably hundreds of years later, right?
Like, the first Hell's Angel.
Leather coat.
Yeah.
He's like, leather coat.
Yeah. Tie this chain to your bars. I'm going to hook it up to my Harley.
I guess St. Peter wrote down that he had, like, this angel walk through the wall.
Harley Knezzer.
And he was like, be quiet, follow me. And then they walk outside
just
the door.
Shut up, man. Be cool.
Yeah, right? Be cool, be cool. And then they get outside the door, and, like, it just opens, and, like, all the guards are sleeping. And then they walk out into the courtyard, and then the doors for this, like jail or whatever, just these huge doors just open. And then he walks out, and then the guardian angel is with him or the angel. I don't know if it's guardian or not. But the angel is, like, walking with him for a little bit, and then he just disappears. I guess angels are supposed to be able to come and go as they please. And so are jinns.
Really?
Yep.
Jinns are the same thing as, like, a
jinns
genie?
Jinns are bad, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, like, the idea of, like, angel and devil, kind of. So, yeah, jinns are... Oh, I don't...
I thought they were, like, genies, but maybe I'm...
They aren't supernatural.
No, but they're all bad?
They are.
Genies? Okay.
Well, I don't know if
supernatural, they drink blood.
Oh.
I don't know if they're all bad genies, but I know that they're supposed to be, like... Well, I guess, like, in... Yeah, you know what? In every Witcher, like, run-in, like, the video game, and then every
did
time...
Did you watch the on Netflix?
Yeah, I did.
Is it good?
It was really good.
My coworker... Talks about it, like, nonstop. Not really. He stopped sometimes, but he liked it.
I really wanted to hate it because I like the game. It's nowhere near as good as the game, but it's worth watching. No,
what if I've never played the game?
Yeah, it's worth watching then. Mm-hmm. So my thing was is that, like, I wanted it to be accurate. Mm-hmm. Like, so it does get really confusing though at some points. Like, the timelines all intercross in different areas. So what I would recommend is whenever it first starts, keep in mind that nobody's timeline is matching up until the end.
Okay.
Because it's like, it gets kind of crazy. I love that game. The show was good.
So, Hell's Angels broke Daniel, you said?
St. Peter.
Oh, it was St. Peter?
Mm-hmm.
Out of jail.
Be cool, man. But, so then I wrote down about djinns. Like, they were saying that, so what a djinn could be is, because there's documented cases of djinns in history, too. I forgot what religion documented djinns. I didn't write that down either. But,
I feel like it's Indians, but I'm only thinking that because of Aladdin, I think.
Oh, maybe. Oh,
that's true.
And, like, the drawings of the djinns were, like, real crazy and bright colored. But like I feel like they had like sharp teeth. But so what they think is that like the genie might be a hologram. So if like you hit a button or you touch something and then a hologram projects, and then like djinns and angels can come and go as they please. Like that could be a link in. And then all I have after that is that, oh yeah, so then they would be, so what djinns are marked as is ultra-terrestrial. Oh, that's hard to say.
Ultra-terrestrial?
Mm-hmm. Which is what angels could be too, or extraterrestrial. But just like, they're from, like, ultra-terrestrial. Wow. Ultra-terrestrial.
I feel like you said it right.
Yeah? I'm hitting my bite ramps.
Like,
my
teeth are? It sounded
fine. Okay, good. They're from other dimensions. So, like, if you're able to vibrate at a higher frequency, and then you can just come back down into our frequency, you can kind of, like, fade step or phase step in between the different dimensions.
Like AC/DC's, doors that swing both ways.
Kind of, yeah.
Sure. But the reason why I wrote down that stuff is because there's people that were, there's serial killers that reported that evil voices had talked to them about, like, advising them to kill.
Mm-hmm.
Like the David Berkowitz.
Yeah.
The son of Sam. He claimed a demon possessed his neighbor's dog and told him to kill people.
Oh, just like the other guy we did, Albert Fish, who said that an angel told him that he had to molest children and kill them and eat them.
Yeah. So
like, that's kind of like wrong.
I'm not buying it in either case.
I'm not buying it either.
There is Hubert Mullen. He killed 13 people in California in 1970. He said that voices in his head told him that he needed to make human sacrifices to prevent a cataclysmic earthquake.
Okay. So if God or an angel is telling you to hurt human beings.
Yeah.
That's a clue number one. Huge clue that you're listening to wrong voices.
Yeah, I think the only time that was documented was like Abraham was told to kill his son, right?
Right.
And then the angel came and intervened and was like, yo, no, you tested.
Yeah, yeah.
We but tested he, you. You won.
But even at that, like, would he have actually done it? We don't know.
Yeah. Right.
That's messed up.
He went up there.
To even request that, I think.
Right. Right.
But they're thinking that it wasn't requested by God. Like, it could have been...
Oh, he was bamboozled.
Somebody trying to bamboozle,
It could have been a djinn at this rate.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I've never thought that, though.
Right.
It never occurred to me.
The way I believe God doesn't require us to kill or hurt any of his children.
Yeah.
Like, so it shouldn't be a thing.
It's just be like all religion is supposed to be from a place of love, right? Yeah. So, like, if you're from a place of love, that doesn't match up at all.
Right.
But I have one more person that claimed it. I have Marshall Applegate. He was the leader of a UFO cult called Heaven's Gate. And he inspired a mass suicide after having a... What was that?
Cool.
Like a vision? Yeah, he had a vision that he was the son of Jesus or related to Jesus. So
he told everybody to buy those Nikes?
What, Nike?
They all had the same shoes.
Oh, that's
that
true.
Was part of, that's like, true. That was part of their religion.
The white robes, the whole thing. But I do believe that... The
Kool-Aid.
Huh?
The Kool-Aid. Oh. Drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. That was a different cult, but I believe that
It wasn't the same one?
No. No, that was the one.
I'm pretty sure Heaven's Gate's the Nikes, though.
You could be right.
I could be wrong.
Heaven's Gate actually said that they were trying to, like, hail a taxi. They were going to, like... They had to kill themselves to be able to get on this asteroid or something that was passing Earth at the time, so that would take them to heaven.
I hope it worked out.
I know. Good luck, guys.
If it did, good for them.
I like the idea.
Thinking of, not.
I know.
Thinking not.
I'm thinking not.
I like the idea of angels. Like I like, but I don't get why they're not intervening now if they were real.
You get? I mean, I kind of think that on a logical aspect of it, I think that as billions of stars that are out there, there has to be one or two that have the same conditions Earth does. Mm-hmm. But why they would be concerned with us, I don't think that they would care one way or the other. They're either way advanced if they can't actually travel here, that they either don't care or they're trying to help us on occasion. But I don't think that they're the ones that come and try to hurt us. I don't see a point of that.
Yeah. Well, I think...
So, I could be wrong.
One of the theories is that they had to seed Earth. So mm-hmm. that they seeded us with like life somehow and then came back and mated with us later on. But
that's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Something else that might have happened is like, so Mars is inhabitable now. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if they were trying to seed Earth to make sure, like maybe they were from Mars and it was dying. And so they seeded Earth to try to like make sure that they survived.
I get that, but why be so secretive about it? Then why not come back and say, hey, I'm your grandfather, Abraham, and, you know, whatever. Like, why are you trying to be so secretive then?
Mm-hmm. Or what if they're among us? Like, if they don't have wings and they have big eyes and they're just tall.
Well, like, that's true, then. Why are you trying to hide?
We just real quick switched from just regular aliens from angels? Or what?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Or are we saying they're the same thing still?
Yeah.
That there are certain people who believe that they're the same thing. The angels are aliens and they're trying to set us on the right path. When we start to veer either individual or as a group, then they come in and intervene somehow.
Okay.
To make sure that we don't kill
like
ourselves.
Like Elon Musk or whatever, whoever.
Maybe he's an angel.
Alien. South African angel.
Or like Mother Teresa. Or you know what? Fred Rogers.
Oh, I bet you he was Nephilim. He was at least Nephilim.
He was superhuman, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Was he healing or super strength?
I think he was healing. Super, super compassionate.
Healing on an emotional level.
Oh, yeah, because it was his voice, like his word. He was able to help so many kids.
Mm-hmm. He's gone now, right?
Yeah. I don't think he would be able to handle society as it is right now.
His wife's not gone, but, I mean, yeah. He was a superhuman.
He was a lad. Yeah. I like Fred Rogers.
We should do more cheers to like Fred Rogers.
I know. Every episode we should do that. He's seriously my favorite person.
He's one of mine.
Because not only did I grow up with him in a way, I can't find anything bad about him. Like he was always trying to like uplift everyone. Even the people who were trying to like hurt him, he was always trying to find a way to look for the good in that one person and then remind that person of their goodness.
Right.
And then they ultimately like chose to turn. I don't know.
You're so sweet.
I agree. I agree. That. Like, I feel like if Nephilim were real,
mm-hmm.
I'm one. And Mr. Rogers is one. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, I don't know. He was honestly, authentically just a good person. And he lived through a lot of stuff, like bullying and stuff mm-hmm. that kind of like molded him into how he was. So that was like...
Yeah. There's people, like, even in my life, there have been awful things that have happened, but you can also choose to let that hold you down or you can help that to build you up.
Yeah.
Like, you can choose to, like, not let it hold you down. You don't have a choice of things happening to you or not happening to you, but you can choose to, like, rise above it.
Let it go. Let it go.
Is that from Frozen?
I've never watched it, but I do know the song.
I've seen it. It's really cute. It's a good one.
People tell me I should watch it.
I haven't
it.
Seen the second one. I heard that's even out.
I heard the second one's better than the first one.
Huh. I've only seen it once.
Oh. But, slacker.
No, I mean.
I'm sure I've seen it
once. My kid's only a year old. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, but your father in law is
just as
pretty
happy
old.
To watch.
And your father in law watches.
Saving Private Ryan.
Everything that is animated.
Mm.
Multiple times.
I kind of do too, usually.
It's good.
I don't know why I was not drawn to that one. I guess, like, I don't want the song stuck in my head. Like, the one song has a shark in it that I don't want to name. Because, like, as soon as I hear the B word, like, it's in there for days.
But I made the mistake of asking what that song was at work. And then I'm like, I can't Nope. Handle it. I get it.
So where do you weigh? Do you think angels are aliens?
I can see where there's a line between the both of them. I believe that, like, they say that the burning bush, where Moses had the two tablets, like, that wasn't like a burning bush, but it was fire from a spaceship.
Oh.
It was burning underneath because the bush wasn't consumed by the fire. There's so many different things in biblical.
Well, a bush would be consumed by a spaceship fire.
Yeah, I know. But it could have been a hologram.
Although, like, you know how, like, the exhaust mm-hmm. from a car, but, like, from a ship.
It could seem like it's on
a ship.
Fire.
Yeah, it would, like, have that humidity, mm-hmm. like,
the shimmer.
Shimmer thing. Mm-hmm. And if that was going on over top of a bush,
that could look like it was.
It would look like, well, not on fire.
But even the smoke from an exhaust, yeah, like,
could be.
Could look like it was on fire. But there are a lot of things like that. How at one point the transfiguration, I can't remember, on the mount, whatever, Jesus and two people were, like, taken to heaven on the chariot of fire or whatever. that could have been a spaceship.
Sure. Could have been.
I don't know.
An UFO.
Because if you were trying to describe certain things, if you don't have any understanding of what this world is and the different things, you're going to describe it as what
the
you
words
would know
you have
of it.
To use.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, could you imagine trying to describe a cell phone back then?
Right
now? Like,
everything. Yeah. Yeah.
They had a magic box that had all of the information in the world. Mm.
He's talking to this woman named Siri.
I don't know what a Google is.
A Google, yeah.
But it talked today and told me that honey was added to a shopping list.
Honey was added to a shopping list.
Is that That's something confirmed. That just happened?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You weren't here yet.
Mm. Okay.
What do you think, Pete?
I'm going to answer your question with a question. That's mm-hmm. not really, it won't answer your question. Do you think heaven's like a place that you could actually drive to? Like, if you had a spaceship?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, you get Tower of Babel before you got there?
Mm-hmm.
it just, like, shut off your GPS. It'd be, like, corrupted or something.
File's been corrupted.
It's like, dang it. I think that angels are aliens, but I also think that there could be other aliens that aren't mm-hmm. angels.
Because
I think, like what Judy was saying, like, it's silly to think with how many stars and planets there mm-hmm. are in the galaxy, I guess, because it's not just our universe.
Right.
It's silly to think there's not a planet that's X amount of miles from the nearest star and has the ability to produce life.
Right.
Just because in infinity, there's no way that we're the only one.
Yeah, mathematically, it doesn't check out.
Right. So, I think there's aliens. I also believe in angels.
But do you think angels are aliens?
Yeah, and why wouldn't they be? They're not of this world, so they would be alien.
Oh,
by definition.
Yeah, you're right. Huh. Oh, wow. So, they did all that research and everything. All they needed was that little, like, synax.
I'm also wrong most of the time, so.
Is that right? Synax?
I don't know what the definition of alien is, to be honest with you, but I think it would be not of this world.
Yeah.
Or none of this country, if we're going other aliens, which we're not. Did you already answer yours?
Like, my question?
Mm-hmm.
I did not. I think it's possible. I think that, like, especially with, like, so many different civilizations all documenting things with wings in the same way. I
never felt like they had wings. Like, in all the, like, a lot of the art, they have it, but I never assumed that they had wings.
I did, because it was in the art.
If I picture them on Earth, I picture them without wings. Oh, if I picture them in heaven, I picture them with wings. It's weird. That's how I think of it, though.
It's because they flew there. They needed their wings.
I guess.
Huh.
They have a lot of Red Bull in heaven.
Oh.
I think that's the case.
Time traveling. That's right. Elon Musk is an alien.
I don't know how you got there from Red Bull.
Because he would have to bring the Red Bull back for the angels.
Oh. Okay, makes sense.
Red Bull does have wings, though.
Gives you wings.
I guess so. Gives you wings.
So, allegedly, Red Bull got sued by somebody because it didn't give them wings.
Oh, yep. That's stupid.
So, Red Bull, for everybody that bought Red Bull between this date and could prove it, like you had your receipt, they would send you back your money. I thought it would be better just for them to print out a bunch of, like, airline wings that have, like, the Red Bull logo, and they would mail you those Red Bull wings. Because that would end up being worth so much money.
Oh, that's true.
And it would have been something simple for them to make. Yeah, it probably would have been cheaper than sending everybody back their $2.75 or whatever for a Red Bull.
They could have just made a pin.
Mm-hmm. Make a pin of wings.
And you can wear them, so then you have your wings.
That'd be... I wish they did that.
See?
Like, Red Bull gave you these wings. Yeah, they should have done that.
So, what'd you learn today?
I wrote it down.
Cheater.
Angelos means... And I'm probably messing this up, but I wrote mediator in Greek, but I think it's like in between.
Yeah.
In betweeners. Like, so angels came from angelos in Greek, most likely.
What did you learn today?
I learned a whole bunch of stuff today. I don't know. I learned that we could probably do 6 episodes on angels and aliens.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely like different alien, events like the Roswell thing.
Oh yeah,
we could certainly talk about that, and there's probably hundreds of them. So
there was a point where, like, I think it was like in that documentary where it said like one of the mountains that was reported to have angels on it was at exactly 33 degrees. Like numerology, there's something to do with threes. But if you go to the exact opposite of the globe, it's where Roswell is.
Yep.
So there's like a weird connection there.
I did see that as well. It's kind of cool. But then again, if you're taking that line around the equator, like how many other places hit that 33 degrees or whatever?
Oh, right. Right.
Lots.
Probably.
One every inch.
Lots of places. So who knows? I mean, if you're just trying to look back and try to make things correlate, you could probably pick out a lot of things.
Did you guys
make sense.
Did you guys read about the camp that was attacked by angels?
No.
It was a military camp in the Bible.
Huh.
And there was one or two angels that went and attacked it. Mm-mm. I think they killed like 1,500 or 15,000 men, something like that.
Well, that seems accurate for an angel.
Seems like a lot. But yeah, they seem like badasses.
Especially when that population was probably 3,000.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that seems like too many soldiers.
That's a lot for back then.
To be hanging out together in a time when there wasn't standing armies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong.
But maybe they exaggerated the numbers.
Or maybe it was like what you said. It's a, what do they call them? Like a story that's meant to teach you a lesson.
Allegory.
A fable.
I think it's allegory or fable, something like that. I might have made up that word, allegory.
That's a real word. I've heard it before.
I've never used it before.
No, I've never used it.
Yeah.
You want to know what I learned today?
What'd you learn today?
Yeah, we're getting ready to go. Yeah. I learned that Red Bull got sued for not giving people wings, and that you should work in marketing because that was genius. I think marketing would have done that.
I think that would have been a good move. They'd be worth at least double the money by now. Mm-hmm. And that was only in like 2018, 2017.
Really?
I heard it on the radio. I was coming up the road from Robinson toward Moon Township, near where like there's that Go Army sign that tells you how much you can, what the signing bonus would be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I was looking at that whenever I heard it.
Oh, I thought it was displayed on that.
No.
For a minute.
Yeah. They're like, Red Bull got sued, just FYI. No, it was on the radio.
Yeah. What I learned from that is judges need to limit what's a lot suable in this country. Like,
yeah.
Are you kidding me? There's nobody that believes that. That's really ridiculous. Dumb. If I was a judge, I'd have been like, Judge Judy says, get the fuck out of my court. That's stupidity.
Judge Judy, oh my gosh, I never put it together.
That's stupidity right there.
I'm sorry. You didn't have to call me stupid.
I'm sorry, Pete. You're not stupid. But there's ridiculous.
And I'm not sorry. I don't know why I said that.
Oh, we're talking about angels, and I said the F word. I am so sorry.
You're a bad, bad person.
What are you, Canadian?
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. If you're Canadian, I'm just joking.
We all need a little South African in us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Canadians are my people. And right. Norwegian.
Say goodnight, girls.
Goodnight, girls.
W-jago.
Get off my planet. If you liked the episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.